4 days after voting to pick 14 people to send to the European Parliament, just one elected so far, Fine Gael's Sean Kelly, who topped the poll in Ireland South, counting continuing in all three constituencies, in Limerick to choose a mayor, and in local council elections, recounting mostly, to fill 12 seats in Birr, Navan, Newbridge, Tullow and Killiney Shankill. We'll hear from Kildare later, but let's get the latest on the European counts first. Brian O'Connell is at Nemo Rangers GAA Club in Ireland South, the only constituency to have picked an MEP so far, Brian.
Yeah, Truss Cork, Gavin. Maybe after 2pm before we have a second count here in Nemo Rangers. That's going to see the distribution of Sean Kelly's surplus. He's just over 8,000 votes to be distributed. That won't elect anyone at that stage. I'm told perhaps as much as 40% of his second preferences look to have been going to Fianna Fáil's Billy Kelleher, with a much smaller percentage going to his party colleague, John Mullins. He's probably too far behind at this stage to challenge for a seat. It could take up to 10 counts to elect Billy Kelleher. I've just been speaking to him a short while ago. He doesn't think it's likely he'll be elected today. Of the remaining candidates, Sinn Féin are increasingly worried here at their chances of getting a seat in Ireland South. They last held a seat here in 2014. Their percentage vote this time is smaller than it was in 2019. And then the Green Party's Grace O'Sullivan, she, after the first count, she was in seventh position. Their team hopes she's as transfer-friendly as she was back in 2019 when she took the fourth seat. Fianna Fáil very much in the hunt for a second seat here now, while Independent Michael McNamara and Independents for Change Mick Wallace, they're currently in third and fourth places respectively, hoping to stay ahead of that chasing pack. I think it's safe to say, Gavin, there's a bit of a way to go on this one yet.
Brian, thank you. Let's go to the northwest now, to the TF Royal Hotel and Theatre in Castlebar. John Cook is watching the count for Midlands Northwest. And given that the man who's topped the poll is some 40 to 50,000 votes of the quota, you're going to be there for some time, John.
Oh, that's right, Gavin. That's right. We will be there for some time. What you're hearing there is an announcement that Count 5 is on its way shortly in Midlands Northwest. Within the past hour, we've had Count number 4, and we expect a reasonably quick succession of these kind of votes, as some of these kind of counts and their length should be short enough, or relatively short, given the low scores of some of the candidates to be eliminated in the coming hours. Count 4 left us with a similar running order to the main contenders. Luke Ming Flanagan, the poll topper, as you mentioned, 78,855 votes. Nina Carberry, 74,193. Barry Cowan of Fianna Fáil, 74,110. And Fine Gael's Maria Walsh, 71,780 votes. And chasing a fifth seat here in Midlands Northwest still are Kieran Mullooly, currently on 57,809 votes. Sinn Féin's Michelle Gildernew, 46,050. Lisa Chambers of Fianna Fáil, 44,242. And Aonthu's Pather Tobin on 41,223. But as you said, Gavin, with a quota of 113,325 votes, there's a long way to go before we elect an MEP in Castlebar. Count number 5, as you heard, coming to us in just a few minutes. It consists of the distribution of James Reynolds of the National Party. His 3,479 votes shouldn't take much longer to count. And there are 5 more candidates out of 27 with less than 8,000 votes each. So we'll have many more of these eliminations and counts to come before we see significant transfers, particularly what happens with those Sinn Féin votes for outgoing MEP. Sinn Féin's Chris McMahon is currently on 29,606 and very disappointed, no doubt, with that vote. Michelle Gildernew would get transfers, but not the amount she would want, it would seem. Aonthu's Pather Tobin obviously hoping to benefit there from his former party colleagues. Neil Blaney of Fianna Fáil's 30,465 votes. Interesting to see what they'll do for Barry Cowan or Lisa Chambers. But for now, the count continues. And as you heard, we'll have a count 5 in a few minutes, but many more to come, Gavin.
John, thank you. That's John Cook in Castlebar. Way ahead in Dublin on counts, but nobody elected yet. Kay Sheehy is at the RDS.
Yes, we're motoring ahead here in Semmons Court, Gavin. We have just completed the 15th count. It was the distribution of Aonthu's Aisling Considine's vote of 14,000 votes. After getting running mate Dáithí Doolan's votes in the last elimination, Sinn Féin's Lynn Boylan is now back ahead of the other, the pack that was the 30 plus the four TDs, and she's on 45,000 votes. So she's now back in 30. third place. But Niall Boylan of Independent Ireland got the lion's share of the Aintu vote. That was 3,200, but maybe not as many as he had hoped. And he's back in fourth place on 43,000 votes. Next then is Ciarán Cuff of the Greens. He's on 34,000 votes. And he's about 1,500 ahead of Labour's Éan Oireachtáin on almost 33,000 votes. Claire Daly is on 31,000 and Breed Smith is on 26,000. And you know, we're running out of candidates. Next up, we have Count 16, and that will be Sinead Gibney of the Social Democrats on almost 18,000 votes to distribute. Oireachtáin is doing better than Cuff in getting transfers so far, so it'll be interesting now who Gibney's transfer will favour. Niall Boylan is ahead of both Cuff and Oireachtáin, but where is he going to get his votes? And of course, up ahead is Fianna Fáil's Barry Andrews and Fine Gael's Regina Doherty, just waiting to see will they reach the quota, which doesn't seem likely. So we may elect all four together without a quota later on tonight, I hope.
Kay Sheehy at the RDS, thank you. Let's stay with politics. Paul Cunningham, our political correspondent, is in our Oireachtas studio. While many politicians are still waiting and watching on those counts, it's back to business at Leinster House today. What's the mood of the parties after the elections now?
Well, I think the mood depends which party you're talking about. If you're talking about Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael, all very happy with the way things have gone. Social Democrats feel that maybe the media hasn't shown about how well they've done in the local elections. People Before Profit Solidarity, their intention is to go to the Dáil this afternoon and demand a general election and say that this needs to happen sooner rather than later. So we would imagine that it is back to the main theatre of politics just in under an hour's time.
We saw Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael benefiting from transferring to each other throughout the election. It's still continuing. But the mood amongst the government parties, we've heard Eamon Ryan's unhappiness about what he deemed were inappropriate and wrong attacks on his party from members of Fine Gael and Fianna Fáil, Paul.
Yeah, that was more or less directed at Regina Doherty, the Fine Gael candidate in the Dublin Euros constituency, in which she was suggesting that the policies being adopted by the Green Party were effectively dictatorial and needed to bring people with them. And that was something which Eamon Ryan, the Green Party leader, really disputed on prime time. And he was saying this is not the approach to take in which you're trying to be adversarial for electoral advantage. The Taoiseach Simon Harris trying to smooth over things to say that people have to be able to speak, but it has to be done in a respectful way. But you can just see tensions in government, and one would imagine that the closer you get to an election, the focus within government is going to be on cohesion. Can they keep a cohesive message together, or as election time gets closer, are they going to begin to splinter as parties want to assert their own identity?
And on the timing of the next general election, or more to the point, on the choice of a next general election, it is the Taoiseach's prerogative, but each of the government parties keen to stress that it will be a collaborative decision.
Yes, it is true. They're stressing this collaborative nature. But one would imagine if it is the case that this government is going to go to the people as a collective, that will continue to stand. If it's the case that that collective doesn't stand, it will revert back to Taoiseach Simon Harris, and he ultimately has the power. He could today decide that he wants to head up to the Oireachtas, speak to the President Michael D. Higgins and say it's over. So it just really depends on how the coalition hangs together.
Paul Cunningham, thank you.